Yeah, Magon again. Another bit of Sunday podcast. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Hopefully, y'all doing good, man, and everything set straight with you. You know what I mean? Yeah, because we're going through some serious time right now. Now, last Sunday, we talk about, you know, the job. And all, you know, the job basically is a mental slavery. They have us in, trapped us in bondage. Have us keep moving and, you know, just to make a living, you so-called have to, you know, get up every day and go to work and, you know, build up these people's. You feel what I'm saying? Because you're not working for you, basically. You're basically working to build somebody else's up or build somebody's business up. You know what I mean? So we talking about, you know, things that the people can do to help themselves. You know what I mean? Help yourself and your family or whoever you're responsible for or whatever. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, putting your heart and soul into somebody else's business. You know what I mean? That's not going to help you out in no kind of way. It just helps you to live for that month or for that week or whatever. For that time that you work here. That's all it is. It helps you to move from one stage to another. But you're still in the same system trap after work. Did they promote you? Did they put you up and give you more so-called responsibility for their job? No. You're still not comfortable. You're still not going to be comfortable, so-called, in the satanic earth. So what they sell you, basically, to make you comfortable is actually what put you in slavery, including the devices and everything that they give you, social media, everything that you fall in love with is part of the bandage that they have you trapped in. Now, what we going to talk about today, because we can't do one side without getting to the next side. So we talk about, you know, we tell the people all, you know, or they should look at them going to work. You know, it's not a good thing. So now, I'm going to just discuss some things that we can live, for say, live without have to tie to a government job or a job system, for say. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what going to make the people basically go the way that they want them to go, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, they always have job reports and telling you how much people got jobs, how much people filed for unemployment and all of this shit. And they actually tell you it actually moved the economy, whether up or down. You understand what I mean? They're going to tell you, hey, you know, job seeking, you know, went up. That means people filing for unemployment and all of this. They tell you that the economy basically taking a hit. Now, when they tell you that everybody working, all these people working and job force kicking and going, they say the economy is good. So they're telling you that you're the one who pulling the whole economy. But what I'm saying is, people, if we can find something that we're passionate about to do, to live, no lie, and you don't need no psychiatrist or nothing like that to straighten you up when it comes to these shit and you're clearing your mind. You understand? And figure out what's good for you in life or what would make you more at ease, what would take all the pressure off you that life brings. Because I already told you we're living in hell. So I'm saying that, people, what you passionate about, what can you do, what can you do good, what you good at, can you make something, what can you do, what you have some kind of skills, now is the time to put it to use. Even if you used to work at, you know, some places or that you used to work at and, you know, you used to do something there to benefit them. Now, can you use that knowledge or whatever you learned from there? Because you just don't go to somewhere and don't gain no knowledge on it. Whatever you gain, can you take that and do something for yourself? Can you take that and now use it for your benefit? Can you? Well, in some cases you can't, but in a lot of cases you can. You understand what I'm saying? So what are you doing right now for work? You working at a restaurant? Did you learn how to cook? Did you learn how to do some things that you could do for yourself from that place? I'm just saying, stuff that you used to, And look at this right here. I'm gonna basically put this out there because a lot of people's gotta realize these times that not even sending your kids to school is safe. It's not. Like I don't tell you, since we are right now, what it is, 12 years old to 5 years old gonna be vaccinated now, or 11 to 5, right? So that gonna tell you one thing. If the kids don't vaccinate with that COVID-19, then they can't go back to school. So with that being said, why try to send your kid back to school? And first of all, once you in this right here that we got going on right here, I don't even have to say that. You already know. Because anything the system tied to, you have to pull away from it. In any way you tie to the system, you have to get away from it. So, you was a teacher before. Say for instance, you was a teacher. You teach kids and you're good at that to lay stuff out so people can understand it. And you know to put that together right to teach some kids, right? You're good at that. Now, what you can do is just branch off. They have a whole lot of kids right now. They have a whole lot of parents right now that are not going to send their kids back to those boxes. So you can, teach some kids some basics. Teach them how to live in life, because that's what education should be about. Now, if you can take that not the same thing that you teach kids before, but with the same in the same pattern as far as how you get it to them. The same execution, the same way you used to get through to them. So now you can get through to these kids right here that don't want to go to school. They don't want to go to the system of the school, and they don't want to go in there and have to have everything that they require. So now I can send my kid right there to learn from you. So you can put some things together that we know they're going to need, and that's going to be what they're going to learn. You understand? We gonna change the whole thing and teach the kids what they need to learn in order to survive off a real earth and not the artificial earth. So that means if you should take yourself away from society, I'm talking about, any age. Take yourself away from society. Can you survive with what you learned right here already? Can you? Because most of it basically is to take you away from nature. You understand? So if they're taking you away from nature, there's not much that you can learn about nature. So it's going to be hard. So like I say, if we have some people, we have a little community with all righteous people, all wake people, all people who believe in the same thing and basically in tune. Yeah, you can be like, we've got, such and such down there, right there, they can teach your kids. You can feel good sending your kids there because it's not going to be no brainwash. It won't be no cow jump over the moon. It won't be no spinning ball on the table. It won't be none of that. So instead of, consume their mind with the fantasy, we're going to, occupy them with, nature, how to live for real. So what you're good at, if you can cook, if you can, whatever you can do, if you in, cleaning, whatever you do, you can still do it. Everybody can do something, come together, and then you can actually live without the system. We don't need the system to live, if you know what I mean. And like I say, man, if you can cook or you got, a skill like that, you can even just, put a little thing together, even a damn tent. You know what I mean? Just something with a little cover on it. And you can start doing something there. Cooking or do something. Get a little food truck, put it on the side. All of these stuff. That stuff that we are going to have to end up doing. We're gonna end up living off what left of this earth, basically. So we have to find a spot. No lie, people. When the shit hit the fan, we have to be already, established where you know, we have a little place where we can, you know, we can plant stuff that stuff can grow actually, you know, and good environment, good thing, and we can just live there. But what? In a community where we need everything, everybody gonna be there. Like people who can, you feel what I'm saying? People who can participate and make that shit move. So with a mixed bunch, a mix of people where everybody can, you know, you can find somebody in there that can do almost anything. Then you, that's how you can start. Or you think they do it. Or you think life actually spread out like this. Like I don't tell you, they move you from one spot and bring you here, bring you over there, bring you all over the place. Are we still here? We here, right where they put us. So I'm saying, if we can do similar stuff like that, like move ourselves from this area that they have us in, find a way out to live off the earth, that's our only hope, people. That's our only hope of escaping the vaccine. We have to find a way. It sound hard and it sound like, well, maybe it's impossible, but we have to find a way. What are you good at? Start looking into yourself right now and be like, what can I do, man? What can I do? What can I do without attaching myself to the system? That's what you have to start asking yourself. And I only can assume or just, you know, just put it out there like, okay, people gonna be, you know, be there with a little skill that can do this, do that. People can build, this person can do that, this person can do this. And if you can have an independent way of making a living, then an independent way of making a living, that's what it should be. You understand? Whatever you're good at, you can put it to use. And I'm just telling you right now, people, the only thing that we're doing this far is to buy time. That's it. We're just trying to buy time. Because when you look at it, the game that they're playing right now, the only thing that we can do is buy time. So if you're working at somewhere right now, right? And this is just reality. You're working somewhere right now and they're not asking for the vaccine yet. Yeah, you just be like, yeah. You know, you can set up something over here in the meantime. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do because I know that it's coming. It's not like you don't know. You know it's coming. So you'll be like, okay, start putting something together now so you can leave that job. Start putting something together like, man, you know, let me put this little change right here together. Let me do, you feel what I'm saying? Start prepare. Just start prepare. Just like they give you hurricane coming and you start running up and down, buying out all the water, buying out all the canned goods. You're getting prepared, right? So I'm saying, while you're on this job right now, that's not asking for the vaccine yet. We know that they're going to ask for it. They're just not asking for it yet. So what I'm saying is set yourself straight so you can be ready when they come and say, yeah, you know, you have to have the vaccine to stay here. You just walk off because you already have a plan. You already have your thing ready to go. You feel what I'm saying? So find out what you're good at, people. What can you do? Passionate stuff that you're passionate about. Like I say, if you want to do it and you're doing it, it's not even going to be like work. It's not even going to be like a job, people. That's why when I mention people planting and reaping from the earth to live, that wouldn't seem like work. So the term you have to work to live wouldn't even exist, people. I'm telling you. You think when I'm planting my stuff in the back and I'm doing all it, you think I call that work? No, that ain't no damn work. No, it's something that I have joy in doing. Something that I love doing. Something that I want to do. So when it comes down to something that you want to do, the psyche of it, yeah, you're not going to see it as work. It's something that you want to do. Now, who go to work because they want to work? The only reason why you want to work is because you want to get paid. That's just it. So like I say, once they bring in money, they can convince the masses to go in slavery. That's it. They convince you now that this good piece of paper right here, you can go work for it. And now, yeah, now you can live. Of course you can live without it. But if you connect yourself and you're sitting right in the middle of it, the whole system, yeah, it go affect you. Of course it go affect you. So you think somebody with no money in a place where there's no money, you think that person gonna show up? You think that person gonna show up as somebody who don't have no money? I'm just saying, it won't be noticeable. Because everybody is the same. So we don't want to live in an earth where, you know, they can judge you off money that they make and put the rank on it, put the value on it, and then tell you that's what you value. You feel what I'm saying, people? So find what you're passionate about. It don't matter what it is. And if you're doing it, it's not going to be work for say. You understand? You're just buying time in this satanic earth. The reason why you're buying time is because at some point, the whole thing gonna end. The whole thing gonna end. Where the people who doing all this shit to you right now, they're gonna get their pay. Do you understand what I mean? The people that doing all of this shit to you right here, they know what gonna happen at the end of the day. What gonna be their so-called result, their end result. But they still choose to do this to you. So I'm saying that if you can buy some time, now they're tracking you down, chasing you down with this mark of the beast to pump it in you. You buy time right here. You move around, you buy time. You just keep buying time till you're out. It's just that simple. You're just never going to stop. You just have to keep buying time till you can keep moving. Every stop you make, that's time you buy right there. Now when it's up, you have to move again to another one. It's just that's how you have to look at it, people. That you're actually buying time in the satanic earth just to move around, just to stay alive, just to stay away from what they got going on to take your soul. Just have to buy time. That's it. So they coming. They ain't reached to where you at yet. You can sit there, you're buying time till they get there. But you know when they get there, you're going to have to move to the next place. You understand? You have to move to the next section. You have to move to the next phase. So the people, you have to start thinking like this, man. Start thinking like, what's my next move going to be? They occupy your mind with too much, but you can't do that. That's your bad. Because you can't let them, you know, take you over enough for you can't even think about something that really gonna affect you. You can't. You have to think about what really matters in life. Some people don't even know what matters in life. What they tell them is money and you know the American dream and people being, yeah, that's what they said, that's what they sell you that you need to have in life for satisfaction. But you already see nobody's in freedom in this earth. You're not free. They tell you what to do. They tell you everything. Tell you when to move, when to sit, when to stand. Yeah. That's not a good place to live, people. You have no control of your own self. Yeah, so I tell the people, man, you're getting close. Getting close where they're going to start stepping up the vaccine. Even though they give you the so-called Delta variant, and I already told you, after a while, that shit gonna wear off as far as that buzz. Because they put it out there and they keep pushing it and they pushing it and they pushing it. It's only a certain amount of people gonna take that bait. So what they have to do, they have to come up with another variant again. Because like I don't tell you, people, this not gonna stop. Even when they tell you most of the people vaccinated, everybody vaccinated, almost, they're still going to be giving you more variant and all of that shit until the end of times. That's just how it is. They're never going to stop. They're going to continue to do it. No doubt. So, that even these so-called you know, websites and internets and them shit. We can't really depend on them. We right here doing this podcast, you know, can reach a lot of people all over the world, but I don't know if this gonna be existing a little bit. Do you understand what I mean? Remember, this is how they tell you to communicate with all these devices and everything they give you. I don't believe that those devices could work in time to come. Communication, as far as you across the other side of the earth, you know, communicate with another person, I don't think they're gonna have that for too long. I'm telling you, people, you're gonna get to a stage where you can just have a few days where them things just go down. They don't want you to have no communication today. You just can't. So we have to find other ways to even communicate, people, to even link up, to even, you're gonna get to a part in life, people, are a time in this world where we might not even can get to reach out to your own family or friends or people that you usually normally just reach out to, and you're looking at it like, yeah, that ain't nothing, I could just pick up the phone and call somebody. But that can change with a snap of the finger, because they're in control. No lie. So I basically want to start up a radio show still, where it's like a live radio show where, you know, I'm going to be on most of the time and, you know, can fit in some other stuff in there and all that. But yeah, every one of those things costs money still. But I'm going to just set up one and go to it. And maybe later on I could, you know, extend in more or, you know, get in deeper as far as to have more, you know, more ability to do stuff on that radio station. And, you know, I want one with a app and all of that. So somebody, you could just click on an app and, you know, I'm right there. So I'm on that right now. That's what I'm trying to set up. So we can be like, you know, on a different communication level. You know what I mean? Because I always notice, man, that, you know, when it comes down to them showing you when things come to the end, when it reaches to a certain, you know, part where it's destructions and chaos and all this going on, the only thing you can hear in the background is a radio. I'm not playing, people. Could that vision in your head where everything is just freezed up, everything on a standstill, and you can just hear a radio coming through. Everything else around is chaos. Picture if you can just still hear a voice, a wisdom and understanding coming through the air. I'm telling you right now, that's what people gonna need to be, you know, in a calmer mode, or and make them feel more at ease that somebody is there with them. Somebody is 100% with them all the way. Even though what's going on around and the chaos, and you can hear one little thing in your ears what that can keep your mind steady, keep you focusing on what you're supposed to do. And that's the bit of truth. So what I'm going to do, people, I'm going to try to set that up where, you know, we can get on one of them frequencies and just get on whenever. Where people can just tune in and listen. That's what I want to do, because until we do that, we're never going to get through to the most of the people and actually stay there with them and guide them to a certain things, because that's what I'm about right here. No lie. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the people until the whole thing done. That's why I made this podcast. And I noticed that the sponsor kind of gone. You know, the sponsor, you know, they do it already. You know, they came to already and they, you know, they left already and left me high and dry, and then they came back again. But you can't really sponsor the truth if you, you know, like Anchor and them and them system and government shit, they can't sponsor this truth. So I don't know if it's the one I did last week about the work situation that pissed them off. But yeah, they kind of watching what you're saying. You know what I mean? They're kind of listening and trying to, you know, tap in on what you're saying and what you're really about, and then they decide if they should take away their sponsorship. But it don't matter to me. Like I don't say, people, they can't feed me right here in Babylon. They can't. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. So we go just continue to do this podcast, man. We don't need sponsor to keep going still from them. You know, shout out to all the people who do the support at the Mag Bit of Truth. You already know, appreciate you every time. Yeah, and like I say, man, I don't depend on the system to keep this shit to go. You know, we don't depend on them to keep this shit going. So, you know, respect to all the people who actually support the Mag Bit of Truth right here on this podcast. You know what I mean? Yeah, you keep it going, not them. You feel me? Yeah, because like I say, man, it gonna come to a time where, you know, we are gonna put hands in something and do something. You know what I mean? Don't be thinking that you know, you can't get down in the ground and do some things. You know what I mean? You have to change your frame of mind. You know, some people grew up and they never really touch dirt, if you know what I mean. They never really get down in dirt and grime and stuff like that to get to life or to survive. So when you prop something up like this right now on them, they might can't handle it. You feel what I'm saying? So not everybody gonna have, you know, that down-to-earth vibe that they can get down and do certain things, but you have to. You just have to, man. It's no other way. Whatever you can do, it's time for you to do it right now and kind of separate yourself a little bit from the people, the jobs, and all of these shit that they got for you that they can come later on and say you need a shot. If you want to work here, you have to have it. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what we want to do right now. Get away from the system where nobody can force us to vaccinate it. You can't force vaccinated people. Yeah, we talk about that shit already. Yesterday I did a video to show you and bitch you that fucking chip, they're chipping you, people. What do you think? It's a chip. Everybody play dumb nowadays, man. So I pick up back some videos that they got from, you know, maybe 11 months, 10 months, year. Because I did go back on one of my videos, I go back like 3-4 years, where they mentioned the nanotechnology. Now, what I never break down is them telling you actually that the nanotechnology is the vaccine. So that's what I did in that video, to show you that I ain't just making it up. I ain't just saying it. A lot of people say, Mag, where you get this theory from with the mark of the beast and this chip thing and this? Yeah. Tell you already. They're the one who will tell you what's in the vaccine from day one. Now when the vaccine start issuing, they give you a different recipe, different ingredients that make it up. Huh? No. It's a nanotechnology. And one thing you have to understand about the nanotechnology, no matter what they tell you, it can't do shit but watch you. It can't do shit but monitor you. That's it. You don't have no special, no talent where you can wrap around a virus, as they say, and kill it. Wrap around cancer cell and kill it. No. That's not what it made for. Made to track you down, monitor your body, watch every move you make, even your thoughts, thinking and everything, people. And not only that, I make sure I show you that experiment that they're talking about with the nanotechnology. They put it in, how they put it in your body? Same syringe, people. They use a syringe to give you that same shit. So what do you think? It's not like it's a coincidence, because you know, we tell you already that the vaccine is a chip. Now you can show them chipping people right there with the damn vaccine, and the masses don't believe it. They say, oh, a vaccine gonna be in a chip. Yeah, watch my latest video. That will explain the whole thing. You can't beat around that. You can't. They tell you they can put that shit in your hand. microneedling. They can pump that shit in you like vaccine. Of course, same shit. So don't be dumb, people. The nanotechnology is the vaccine. What the nanotechnology do? Monitor and watch the masses. Take their damn free will away. Take their soul. And that's how you're gonna end up being a soldier for the devil people in this devil earth. Going against the creator that actually created you. What a dumb shit, people. Why would you fall for that? I tell you why. You don't have no wisdom, no understanding, no knowledge. So you let the devil take a hold of you. And I already told you, people, this is why I don't believe that God have nothing to do with the Bible. The creator himself, he don't have nothing to do with the Bible. He don't have nothing to do with no rules on earth. He don't have nothing to do with the politicians. He don't have nothing to do with the governors, the governments. He don't. You believe he put them in place so they can control you, but he still make you with a free will. So who is going to control those people that control you? Who is them? Who is going to monitor them? Who is going to judge them? Okay. So you have people on earth that can judge you. Who going to judge them? That's not how the world set up. God don't put nobody to rule over you. He make you with one thing, free will. Once God got... It's two ways, people. You can't buy two of them. You can't take two theories. God give you free will. He don't give you a book to guide you. You hear me? If creator give you free will, he don't give you a rule book. Free will and rule book don't go together. Free will and rules don't go together. So we tell you already that the satanic peoples that working for the devil, they don't understand that the devil did use his free will. Going against the creator, that's his free will. But you know what the devil do? While he using his free will to try to get over on the creator, taking away yours, give you laws, give you books that you should abide by, that you should live by. Him do that. So in order for the devil to control you, first of all, it take your free will. Take away your free will from you. They could never do it in the part of the earth that we came from. So they bring us over here. They bring us all over this part. They scatter us. Yes, so they can control you with vanity and GMOs. That's it. Vanity and make-belief. Created life. They could never capture you with a natural earth right here. You understand what I mean? This would be harder. Because it would be the nature against whatever you got. But now, this nature that they have can't put up no fight. This nature and this type of part of the earth that they give us can't put up a fight against the system. Can't put up a fight against the fake shit. Because we can't just throw the seed outside and it grow. You understand what I mean? So I'm telling you right now, the devil wanna take your free will, the same free will he's using to go against the creator himself. You're going to let him take it? If you live in this world right here, taking everything they give you, you did give up your damn free will. You did. I already told you. They give you two presidents to choose from, two presidential candidates, and you choose one, you never use your free will. Yes, your wisdom understanding didn't put none of them there. You didn't put none of them there. So any one of them you pick, you still didn't use your free will. It's just that simple. So in this world where they make everything for you and dress it up and put it in front of you, your free will is not working. Everything they dressed up pretty and show it to you and give it to you, they want you to grab a hero, they fix him up nice and tow him to it, you're going to take him. You don't have no free will. So the peoples who create all of these books with these rules and everything, they're the one who working for the devil, who trying to take your free will. You believe God just create you, right? God create you and he said, listen, you're free to do anything that you want. You're free to do whatever you want. You hear me? free. Just remember that I'm the only God, one and only creator who put the whole thing together. Just remember that while you're going around with your free will. Just remember that. Now, when you're on earth right here, they give you everything to forget that. They give you everything to forget that God created you with free will so you can make your own choices. And a lot of these things that they sell you in life, they tell you, oh, you need to be free to do whatever you want. Oh, you can do whatever you want, because you see, remind the kids that they can do anything they want because they see Kamala Harris as a vice president. You see what I'm saying? So they're actually tricking you, make you think that you're using your free will, but you're not. They give you the sodomites that you're running down, that you're looking up to, so-called. They give you the track record of that person so you can follow suit. They made him for you. So I'm saying, when you're going to use your free will? When? Never. You mask up? When did you use your free will? Oh, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, you can't do this. When did you use your free will? Never. You don't use it in the pandemic. They took it. They took your free will. You don't know. Guess what? Let me tell you something. First of all, your free will is gone. They tell you who to worship, what to do in this earth, how to live. They give you everything. Your free will is gone. You never have the choice. And like I say, people, look into this. If the Father gonna create us and be like, yeah, these people have to serve me, I'm gonna make them serve me. I'm gonna make them. I'm gonna give them these books and I'm gonna make them serve me. They have to. That's not free will. That's not free will, people. They're mixing up with free will. That's not free will. God said, yeah, you can live on earth. You can choose whatever you want. You know, if it's me, it's me. If it's another way you feel like you want to choose, that's fine. You have free will. I didn't make you to stuck on me. So when I see you come around, when I see you come stuck to me, I know you want to. And that's the way that God gonna judge you. There you go. You get the choices, and then which one did you choose? Because you have the free will. The free will is open. There you go. Oh, you make somebody come and take that free will and then program in you where to go. Okay, that's your soul. That's your soul right there, people. And I already told you, the only valuable things you have on earth, only valuable thing is your soul. So you can keep that forever if you don't sell it out, giving up your free will. Your free will gonna lead you into the hands of the devil. There you go. Because they tell you how to use it. I'm saying that you get the free will. There's no rules come with free will. There's no laws. You can be mad if you want, but that's just how it is. You can't tell somebody they got free will and then they go a guiding book. They go a book to tell you where to go, tell you righteous, right from wrong. No. Your free will have to come with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That means you're going to know what's wrong from what's right. And nobody can tell me shit. They know. They all know. They know what's wrong. They know what's right. If you see them doing wrong, that's where they choose to go. Because of what? Why? Why they choose to do the wrong? That's what was presented to them. Culture and everything built up for everybody. Everybody got a, every race, every got a damn culture. Everybody got a culture. And then you telling me, why is this people different from that people? Why is them people better off than that people? Why is these people doing? They follow the culture that they sell them. So that's why they get you to go where they want you, because they give you a culture to follow. What do you think culture mean? So cultivate your ass into the direction they want you. That's it. So they make a culture for black people, white people, everybody. You follow the culture and you're going to be exactly what they want you to be. That's just what it is. And I talk about the culture that they give the black youths with all of these killings and pop this and rob that and run upon you and all this shit. And then you take the culture and you nourish it, and then later on you coming down the street and a white man on the other side, and he decide that he don't want to walk near you because he feel like you might want to bang him up or jam him up or gang bang him up, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But when you see that, you say, oh, that's a racist man right there. Or, you know, he stereotype. But that's what they told him. That's what they told him. You might be a decent little man going down the street and somebody running from you because of your damn color. And you're sitting there, why? What? I'm just a regular man. I wouldn't harm you. But guess what? Your culture say you harm you. Your culture say you're going to harm him. You feel what I'm saying, people? The culture say you're going to rob him. I don't understand, people. How can you use a culture to live? I'm not living off no culture as far as it go tell me what to do, man. If you're going to decide what I need to do, I'm separating myself from that. So you learn what you learn with your culture, and that's what brought you up, and that's what you're living off. You think that gonna be good? No farmer way it ain't gonna be good. I'm trying to tell you that right now. So I'm telling the people, man, final word, man, basically what this podcast is about, man, just find what you're passionate about, what you love doing, and try to do it for yourself. Don't work for people. They're going to vaccinate your ass if you work for any places, companies, or any one of those places that you see out there. Basically. So for the most part, they're going to force anybody who work to get vaccinated. So what you have to do, prepare yourself. Find something that you're good about, that you're passionate about, that you're good at, I should say. You're good at it. Get in it. Do it. Do it for yourself and your family. You understand? Whoever you got, you know, responsibility for. That's who you're going to do it for. Not for somebody else to approve it or somebody else to pay you for it. You understand me? That's what we got to start looking at life from now. From right now, people. Start looking at life different as far as work. When you work, make sure it's benefiting you. That means if I'm building something, I'm building something for me. No lie. I'm building it for me. Then planting. That's how it's supposed to be, people. Why should you work for somebody who's gonna put a price on your labor? That's not right. Yeah, we don't need to work for people, for say. We need to do it for ourselves. Whatever you're doing, supposed to be for yourself. Supposed to be to better off you, not somebody else. You understand? Appreciate everybody for listening, man. You know already, man. Much respect to everybody all over the world that listen to this bitter truth. Much respect, man. Yeah, and I'll be back on sometime in the week. I don't know for sure, man, but I'll be back on because we go discuss some topic. And like I say, man, I'm trying to get that radio show off the ground so at least it could be on the road where, you know, people can just come take it in. If you feel any, you know what I mean? Anytime you could just tune in and, you know, listen to some mad bit of truth. Yeah, that would be good, man. So I'm going to set that up and see where that take us, man. Because, you know, like I said, we have to find different ways to get through to the people because, you know, we're going to be the ones that stand. No lie. We're going to be right here to inform the people. You know what I mean? No doubt. So appreciate everybody, man. Always a pleasure to give you this podcast right here on Sunday, man. Appreciate everybody for listening. I'm gone.